Welcome to Fully Present, a series of Advent podcasts produced by the Anglican Church of Canada. Our guide is the Reverend Dr. Arthur Boers. This podcast is for Christmas Day.
Emmanuel and Incarnation. Once I nodded, smiled, and said, "Hello," to a middle-aged man at a bus stop. He looked surprised, but smiled back. I opened my book. A few minutes later, he sidled over, pulled out a subway map, and told me in broken English where he was going. A new Toronto resident, I proudly and slowly explained different ways to his destination, and then recommended which I considered best. He thanked me, and I resumed reading. A couple minutes later, he reached and touched my book, inquiring about it. I told him that it was a novel, explaining that I like stories. "What about poetry?" he wanted to know. "I don't know much about poetry," I responded. He pulled from a shopping bag a packet of 200 typed pages of his poems, each poem 3 lines long. Although he did not speak English well, they were all in English. I politely looked and was astonished by the evident effort. Still, the poems did not appeal to me, and I said in a non-committed way, "My, they look like a lot of hard work." He launched into an explanation of how the poems were about architecture, philosophy, theosophy, and theology. I listened, smiled and nodded, but hardly understood. I comprehended about 1 word in 10 and wondered, "How long will the bus take?" When the bus arrived, it was packed. I sat in a space and the poet found a spot across from me. With relief, I began reading again. After a few blocks, my seatmate departed and the poet squeezed in beside me. He peppered me with questions and observations. I grew a little more honest. "I'm sorry, I don't understand," I said. His face was a foot from mine, and I'm sad to report that his breath was not minty fresh. I felt overwhelmed and claustrophobic. I regretted my bus stop friendliness, but wondered about Christian obligations. When the bus pulled into the subway station, I did something cowardly. I went over the directions to his destination once more, then walked hurriedly into the crowd, made my way quickly to the train, and was glad that the man was no longer in sight. When I left the subway, I walked to my destination and entered a shoe store. Upon entering, I heard, I kid you not, a 15-year-old Joan Osborne song, "What if God was one of us, just a stranger on the bus, just a slob like one of us, trying to make his own way home." And I asked myself, from what or whom had I just run away? In one of the most famous Christmas narratives, Luke repeats his pattern, mentioning famous people, Emperor Augustus and Governor Quirinius, and then focusing on the central characters, little known, unimportant, Joseph and Mary. God's incarnation catches us off guard.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit www.anglican.ca/podcasts.